It is time for you to meet the greatest friend of all time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 391, titled, It's Time for You to Meet the Greatest Friend of All Time. Beloved, I am here to remind you, or to tell you, of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Joseph Scriven wrote one of my favorite hymns. In fact, we sing it in our home quite often. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Dear friends, the man who wrote this 19th century hymn was familiar with grief, heartache, and loneliness. Mr. Scriven was engaged to get married twice, and both times his bride-to-be died before the wedding. He fought depression all his life. It was after one bout with depression that he wrote the words to this famous song. He could write those words because he had discovered the reality of friendship with Jesus Christ. Jesus understands our feelings because he lived on earth as a man. Jesus knows what it is like to be lonely. He suffered the pain of rejection and cruelty, and he felt hunger and thirst. The Holy Bible describes him as a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Yet Jesus did more than just sympathize with our troubles. The Holy Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that the wages of sin is death. But God transferred our sin to Jesus Christ, his sinless Son, to make us right with God. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead on the third day by the power of God. He experienced God's wrath in our place. Because of that, those who trust in Jesus Christ as Savior are given the right to know God as their Father. And God has promised that he will never leave or forsake those who put their trust in him. What a friend we have in Jesus. God does not promise an easy life, but he gives those who trust in Jesus Christ the privilege of taking everything to him in prayer, and the confidence to know that he hears them and will answer. What a friend we have in Jesus. What God requires is that you and I turn from our sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Receive the free gift of salvation by trusting Christ as your Savior. The Holy Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. What a friend we have in Jesus. To believe in Christ means you acknowledge that there is nothing you can do to be good enough to meet God's holy standard. Christ alone made the perfect sacrifice to pay the price for your sin. He died for you even though you are a sinner. You and I have violated God's laws, and we are guilty, and we deserve to go to hell. God promises that all those who believe, however, in Jesus Christ and trust in his perfect sacrifice for our sins will have everlasting life. What a friend we have in Jesus. So have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and friend? For he is indeed the greatest friend of all time. If not, dear friend, you can write now. You can do so right now. If you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins in your place and rose from the dead on the third day, and you're willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart as your Savior, so that when you die you will go to heaven and not to hell, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer right now and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, with all of my heart, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day by your power. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled what to do after you enter through the door. The tract this podcast is based on is written by Crossway, a non-profit, and published by Crossway, a non-profit organization, whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at crossway.org, but when you do, make sure you pass them out. May God bless you and keep you and use you for the glory of God. We'll see you next time.